Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Steve from Linwood is. Steve, are you there?
I am.
It's a good old-fashioned Steve off. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you, Steve Migs, to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Steve has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass how you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Red Delicious and Honeycrisp are both types of what fruit?
Apples?
Correct. Sapphire is the birthstone for what month?
July, August, June?
No. What company was initially known as Blue Ribbon Sports?
Pass.
What band is known for their hits Misery Business and Ain't It Fun?
Pass.
Joey Chestnut recently broke his previous world record by eating how many hot dogs in 10 minutes?
83.
Correct. CT is the abbreviation for what U.S. state?
Connecticut?
Correct. Arthur Curry is better known as what superhero?
Green Lantern?
No.
Pass.
When Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift at the VMAs, who did he say should have won instead?
Taylor Swift?
No.
Pass.
Which country do the Canary Islands belong to?
Oh, geez. America?
No.
Pass. Oh, no.
Oh, Steve, you got 3 correct.
I'm just not good at this. Every time when I'm listening, I listen to all 3 of your shows, and I would never beat Steve.
You know what? I love that you still called in and tried.
Made an effort.
Yeah, I try calling all the time, but this is the first time I actually got to play.
Do you think you would have done better if you weren't, you know, actually on air with the timer and stuff, or are you always not this great?
No, a couple of those questions I didn't know, so I just threw a guess out there and then passed.
I love how honest he is.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Migs, are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Oh my goodness! Yes! 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 I think so.
Okay. Say it again.
Red Delicious and Honeycrisp are both types of what
apples.
Fruit?
Apples.
Correct. Sapphire.
Which
is
one
the
were you eating today, there, Taryn?
That
month?
Was a Honeycrisp.
All right.
Oh, they're so good. Sapphire is the birthstone for what month?
I'm going to say September.
There you go. Yes. What company was initially known as Blue Ribbon Sports?
Bull riding.
No.
What was it?
Which company was initially known as Blue Ribbon Sports?
Pabst?
No.
Blue Ribbon Sports. NBC?
No. What band is known for their hits Misery Business and Ain't It Fun?
Paramore.
Correct. Joey Chestnut recently broke his previous world record by eating how many hot dogs in 10 minutes?
69.
Nice, but no.
83.
Correct. CT is the abbreviation for what U.S. state?
Connecticut.
Yes. Arthur Curry is better known as what superhero?
Curry Man.
No.
I don't know, Arthur Curry. Is that Mr. Fantastic?
No.
The Thing?
No. When Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift at the VMAs, who did he say should have won instead?
Eventually he's going to let her finish. I don't know when, but Beyonce.
Yes. Which country do the Canary Islands belong to?
Mexico.
No. Steve, you got 6 correct. Isn't great, but it is a win. 6-3. You know what, Steve? Better luck next time.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good one.
What company was initially known as Blue Ribbon Sports?
I'm guessing it's like ESPN or Fox Sports, something like that.
It's sports apparel.
Oh, I don't know.
Under Armour?
Nike.
Nike. That's a bad question.
No, it's a great question, because now you can flex on all your friends and be like, did you know what Nike used to be called?
And then all my friends would get up and move to another part of the bar. Like, she's gotten weird. He's dropping stupid facts about Nike.
And then you could be like, do you know that Aquaman's real name is Arthur Curry?
Gosh, I can't believe it.
You love Aquaman.
Wow.
Well, see? Failure. That is an impressive fact now, isn't it?
I failed myself.
You did. Your mind looks blown.
Yeah.
And then...
why didn't I just guess Aquaman?
I don't know. I know. He's your buddy. In which country do the Canary Islands belong to? Spain.
Ow!
Oh.
Dude, three facts you're going to drop on all your friends.
I do like this text. A Red Delicious is not delicious at all. It's such a lie.
You know, yeah, it's never been my go-to. No. I'm a Honeycrisp or Fuji girl.
What about Fuji's Pink Ladies?
Good. They're all right.
Or Cosmic Crisp. What Shout out Wazoo.
What about Grapeples?
Grapeples?
The grape-flavored apples?
There's grape-flavored apples?
Yeah.
What?
No, there's not.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about cotton candy grapes?
Those are weird.
Oh, I hate those.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Or is it grapple? Those. Is it grapeple or a grapple? I'm not sure.
I mean, that looks like grapple, and you're a wrestler, so you should know.
It's soaked in grape concentrate.
Oh.
And water.
Weird. Wait,
can you get them at the store?
They were like a thing, like, oh, man, we're talking like 7 or 8 years ago, where like that was the rage, where you would get, like, you know how like they, like, every once in a while, like a random food becomes like the popular thing, and that was it for like a half a second.
Hmm.
I don't even know if they still exist, to be honest with you.
No, I've never even heard of them.
Yeah. Oh, nope, they're no longer commercially available.
Wow.
Wow, I got to enjoy something that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm. That's a little special.
Yeah.
That's a lot of things, though, Steve.
Yeah, probably.
You know what you
like
get
a Walkman?
You know what you get to enjoy that does still exist?
What?
KISW's Halloween Hullabaloo.
Damn straight.
It's the first of its kind, and we're very excited to be at the Showair Center in Kent on October 13th. We're going to be rocking out with Godsmack and Hailstorm, and those tickets are on sale at KISW.com.
Like a cronut, too. Croissant and donut.
Yeah. Those still exist.
I know, but that was like the rage for a half a second, too.
Oh, okay.
Seattle's own and well-known film composer Matteo Messina is not only a brilliant musical mind, but he has helped raise over $2 million for kids and their families going through treatment at Seattle Children's. And he does so with some really cool, very memorable concerts and shows. And he has a very fun one coming up this Saturday that will make any hair metal fan excited. We're going to chat with Matteo after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, the weekend will be here before we know it. And if you are looking for something fun to put on your calendar, then you got to know all about Rocktoberfest happening at Georgetown Brewery. And who better to tell us all about it than our friend Matteo Messina. Good morning, Matteo.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are doing great, my friend.
Good.
So, Matteo, I am a massive fan of Georgetown beers, and when you put a fun event in a space like that, it definitely piques my curiosity. So we've got to talk about this event that you're helping put on, Rocktoberfest, and the fact that you've got a band called the Hosen Ones performing, and they apparently are an all-metal, like a hair metal band, and they wear lederhosen while they perform.
Absolutely. Even rock an accordion on a few songs as well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a blast. Actually, this whole thing began with Manny and I were both, Manny from Georgetown Brewery, and I were both raising money for Seattle Children's Hospital, and we were at this event that we partnered up at a pub, and I said, man, we need to have a rock and polka band for this. And then he was like, oh, let's grow. And all of a sudden, we were doing it inside the brewery, and we were playing on the keg scales, and it just grew and grew and grew into this obscenely big fun night where we play out on the loading dock and we fill up the entire lot and people are in the bar outside and it's just this crazy rockin' fun night that gets a little rowdy and just super fun.
I just love Matteo that you're obviously known for being a composer for some great films and TV shows and documentaries and done some serious stuff, and then every once in a while you're like, you know what? That doesn't mean I can't have fun. Let's put on some lederhosen. Let's play some good old like hair metal music and have a great time with everybody for a great cause.
Oh, it's absolutely the best. I mean, one of my favorite parts, to be honest, too, is just seeing the crowd. Like people might come in a little timid, and later on they're just like belting out Kickstart My Heart or like Ramble On, or they see like Thunderstruck played on an accordion. Like, it's just kind of absurd and ridiculous, and it ends up being so much fun. And we raise money for kids and families going through treatment at Seattle Children's. Tickets are just like $45, and you get first two drinks for free. And there's and Manny and the team at and Crystal, everybody at Drunk Shampoo, they donate all their employees and the venue and all the beer, and it's just
cool.
It's awesome.
And how do people get tickets for this this upcoming weekend?
It's on Eventbrite, and it's like Rocktoberfest24.eventbrite.com. I think that's what it is.
Shout out to you and everyone over at the Luma Guild. I mean, you guys have raised over $2 million for kids over at Seattle Children's, which is just incredible with stuff like this. And then also, I know you have coming up at the end of the year, you always put on an incredible show at Benaroya Hall. Any details about that? Because it's like a giant symphony, but you always have a rock spin to your symphonies when you do these.
Yeah. I always have a special guest. In the past has been like Heart or Alice in Chains, or not even always rock. I've had DJ Chemist and Imogen Heap and Fight for Fighting, all these other bands. But, you know, I played in rock bands in the 90s in Seattle, and that's definitely my heart. And so this year, I'm super excited to announce Thunder Pussy is going to be our guest. And
love those girls.
And we're playing. Oh, they are so fun to work with. We are coming up with so much fun stuff to do together that I don't even know what I can hint to. That one we've been doing for 25 years. This is my 25th symphony, and all of them go to raise money for kids and families at Seattle Children's. And that one we'll have, you know, that's like between 1,000, 2,000 people at that show. Yeah. And that one's on November 8th. Down at Benaroya, and the tickets go on sale for that this Thursday, September 5th.
Well, thank you so much, Mateo, for giving us a little window into this world of what all is going to be going on this weekend and the awesome cause that it's supporting. This is going to be so much fun. The weather's going to be amazing this weekend, so what a great time to, you know, come out and do some good in the city of Seattle.
Well, my whole team and I, we've been doing it for years, and the Luma Guild is a team of people in Seattle that we just get together, and our whole purpose is just to raise money for kids and families going through treatment, and it's been a joy in life, I got to admit. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mateo.
Have a good one, my man.
All right. Have a great day. Talk soon.
Now, Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive fan of Lederhosen and also a massive fan of music. But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from the chorus? Prove that to us, and you'll win tickets to see Brian Regan at the Paramount Theater on September 14th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked out. And you have to guess what that song is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Brian Regan at the Paramount Theater on September 14th. Say good morning to Lisa in Everett, who is our competitor this morning. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, just waiting to win the ticket.
That's
all right. Let's make it happen, Lisa.
Okay.
All right, you've got to get both songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook. A member of our show, chosen at random, will have to get it right for you. And if not, you will lose and caller 9 will get the tickets. Let's see who you're playing with. Me, Migs, or Sarah.
Okay, the wheels are spinning. Just pass my name, pass Terrence. It's passing. Will it pass Sarah? Will it land on me? Yep, it's me and you, Lisa. Let's win these tickets.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, Lisa, here's your clip.
Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
I had a feeling. I think I bet Lisa's got this one.
You can hear it in her voice.
Yeah, that was good. You ever see AC/DC live?
I have not.
Oh. They're awesome.
I have not had the opportunity myself.
Twice.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. They're not getting any younger. So it sucks for you guys, but I did.
Wow.
I was just really fired
cool
up.
Cool flex, bro.
I wasn't trying to. I thought for sure you've seen them live.
Are you ready for your clip, Steve
Miggs? That's Wendy's Brian Regan tickets. Can't stop. Oh.
Oh.
You know it?
I don't know. Is it Can't Stop by... Let me hear it one more time just to make sure. Can't stop. Yep, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Brian Regan at the Paramount Theater coming up September 14th. That is a week from Saturday, by the way. Like, where is this year going?
My wife really made me angry yesterday. She's like, you know, December's 3 months away. Like, what? Go away.
When do you decorate for Christmas?
Oh, we already got the tree up.
Yeah. I mean, are you like a day after Thanksgiving person or?
I don't know. Is it like Black Friday, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, right around that time.
That's the day after Thanksgiving.
Is it? Then yes, the day after Thanksgiving. Why would you ask it that way? To say Black Friday.
Black Friday. Do you do that? Do you do Black Friday
shopping?
Do you
celebrate Christmas the day after Christmas Eve?
I celebrate Christmas all December long. Do you do Black Friday shopping, though?
No.
Me either.
Never. I think I went once just because I wanted to see what the chaos was all about. And it wasn't as crazy as I thought, but, you know, times have changed because now, like, the Black Friday starts, like, on Monday, I feel like.
You can get a lot of the deals online.
Yeah, it's just, gone are the days where, like, people are staying up late at night, just, you know, or going there at, like, midnight to go shopping or whatever ridiculous stuff. But, no, my wife will get up early with her mom and her grandma, and now Tatum will go, and they'll go shopping in the morning, go to Target.
You finally get to sleep in.
That is a great day.
That is a great day. Rockaholics, if we have talked
about... It's the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Okay. It sure is. Rockaholics, if we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Daily Mix Show. This morning, we have received some fabulous texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now, brought to you by Lumen Quantum Fiber. Smart Internet is here. So give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Sean in Bonnie Lake, you have a question for Steve Miggs about the movie Shakes the Clown.
All right, let's go.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Great. How you doing, Sean?
Doing well, thanks. Hey, so I had a chance to catch the movie, and also was on Joe Rogan. Adam Sandler was being interviewed, and they were just talking it up. So I had to satisfy my curiosity. But
wait, so you watched it because I told you to? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you did Peanut Butter Falcon, which is a great movie also.
That is a fantastic film. Shakes the Clown is a little twisted, a little dark. Also, Adam Sandler's, I believe it was his first movie, so that's kind of cool that they were talking about that on Joe Rogan's. And for those that don't know, just a quick premise, Shakes the Clown is about an alcoholic clown who has an arch rival who's a cocaine-addicted clown, and it stars Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yes, and it was pretty raunchy at first, which is my style. But then he started doing some stuff like he jumped up onto the second story of a building like he had superpowers, and it made the sound of like the Bionic Man. And I was confused about that because he didn't use those in the fight scenes. Like, he didn't do any bionic stuff. And I was wondering, like, you know, about the plot hole and the, you know, what's your thoughts on that? I have a couple more issues, but that,
you know,
one of the things that made me scratch my head at first is like, okay, does he have superpowers?
I never really thought about it. I think it might be either the alcohol or the cocaine that might give you the superpowers to be able to jump on the building.
Well, there you go. And then about a half an hour in, I was like, wait, is this like Toontown from Roger Rabbit that they, you know, they can't take off their makeup and because they're getting discriminated against and all that stuff. But they kept on taking off their makeup. So I was like, that didn't make any sense to me.
And also, if you think about it, like but they also had ill will towards mimes because mimes wouldn't talk. But. And Robin Williams was one of the mimes. It's a very strange film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and the last thing was this, the last thing was the bad guy, the Binky was his name. And he was trying to cover up a murder, but then he was going to murder somebody in front of a live audience and on television.
What?
To cover up the murder. So I was like, okay, It's all good. I mean, it was a fun movie, and it was raunchy, like I said, which I liked, but it was just the plot holes just kind of confused me.
Sean, this is the best way to sum it up is I remember when we had Bobcat Goldthwait in studio once, and I brought my DVD of Shakes the Clown because I genuinely love that movie, and I was asking him to autograph it, and he had this look on his face like, why do you like this movie? I'm the one who directed it, and even I don't like this movie, and it was it was one of the best moments.
Yeah, well, you know, I love your show, and I'm a big fan, and I was really nervous about calling today, and I'm still nervous about playing Beat Migs, because you're pretty solid at that, too. So,
oh, man, well, thanks for giving us the call, and it's fun to hear your perspective of Shakes the Clown, and hearing you say that, I'm very sorry that I recommended it.
No, it was fun. I'm glad I scratched that itch.
That's rock awesome. On, Sean. Now I want to watch it. I still haven't.
Well, this weekend.
My homework assignment.
Someone did text in. I love how we go from an alcoholic clown to like a really cool charity text. Because I said earlier you guys were talking about that awesome fundraiser and foundation. And I'd like to just give out a shout out to a foundation that's helped my family. Shout out to my family. Shout out to John Schneider, who's the GM of the Seahawks, and his foundation, Ben's Fund. It's a foundation that helps autistic kids get what they need in order to help their development and make their life a little bit easier. I can't thank them enough for all the help they've given us and all the other families that they've impacted. So shout out to Ben's Fund and John Schneider, who's obviously has a kid. If you don't know, well, he has a kid that has autism as well. So he's created that fund, and it's helped out other families. That's awesome to hear.
Much love, for sure. Now, I am shaking with excitement right now, you guys, because one of life's biggest mysteries has just been answered, and that is what it would sound like if John Denver joined Black Sabbath. You're going to find out at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a YouTube channel called There I Ruined It, and they are trending once again because they have released what it would sound like if John Denver sang Black Sabbath's War Pigs.
Now in the darkness, the world it starts to turn in. Ashes where their bodies burning, begging for their sins. No more war pigs have the power. Hand of God has struck the hour. On their knees, on their knees. Country roads. Take me home.
This is weird.
It's judgment day. I must atone. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Take me home. Country roads.
Why? Like, why even do that?
Here's the thing.
How much weed does this guy smoke that does it there? I ruined it.
I don't even hate it.
It wasn't terrible.
What? It wasn't terrible? That was so bad.
You don't think that was a real toe tapper?
No. If we played stuff like that all the time, I would walk out.
Okay. You like hip-hop music?
No. Yeah, you did not.
I just went to the There I Ruined It page, which I haven't been to. Over a million followers on their page YouTube. I'm wondering if you could guess who decided to cover this classic Snoop Dogg song. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
My mind on my money. My money on my mind.
You like this?
Sipping
no!
On gin and
is it?
Juice.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
With so much drama,
it does sound like
in him. The LBC.
He's the frog.
It's hard.
You don't know who this is?
Kermit, right?
Yeah.
Ian Snoop, F-R-O-G-G.
Snoop Frog.
Oh, my God.
Raise off these
okay. Kermit, we can't say that.
Playing it real fast and loose.
There's probably some swearing. No, both of those were terrible.
You're out.
Oh, so out.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much.
I mean, he ruined it. He did a good job.
He's also ruined Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, boy.
With the kids' edition of Hail to the King. Okay, that's weird.
Oh, boy.
That is like nightmare fuel right there.
Yeah. history was made at the Paralympics, and we will tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after the White Stripes.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. I do love that this text that we got this morning that just said, the Hawks season starts this weekend, right? I just need to watch something other than that dumpster fire that is the Mariners. Oh, and the Kraken are just around the corner, too, so there is some hope. Yes, I agree with you, Texter. Yesterday sucked. They were up 2-1, then it was 2-2, and I'm like, yep, there goes the game. Ninth inning, yet again, they blow the win, and they ended up losing. It is now their fourth loss. They just lost to the Oakland A's 3-2 last night. They are now 5.5 games back from the AL wildcard race. It's just not a good time to be a Mariners fan.
It's time to shift into football season, for sure.
Football season could not come at a better time.
Matt Stutzman is known as the armless archer, and he made history at the 2024 Paris Olympics by winning gold in the men's individual compound open event for Team USA. He was born without arms, and he set a new Paralympic record with a near-perfect score, 149 out of 150 points. He defeated China. It was a very close call in the final, and this victory comes 12 years after his very first Paralympic medal,
wow,
which was a silver back in London 2012. Now, he says that he is having this mark his last Paralympic game, so he's a bit emotional about this, and he uses his legs and feet for archery. It's just the video. Fantastic.
Yeah.
He's so good.
We have our friend Ryan Castle here. Ryan, have you ever heard of this girl?
You gotta give him that hawk to spit on that thing.
No, because I don't have internet.
Oh, well, man, you're missing out. You're gonna be hearing a lot more from her, because apparently she now has a podcast. It's starting up on Tuesday, so we'll see that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear those brain droppings.
And the name of the podcast, though, is pretty freaking great. The podcast is called Talk Tua.
Brilliant.
Her first guest is going to be Whitney Cummings, and she was on Whitney's podcast recently, so maybe you're going to get some great nuggets like this on the Talk Tua podcast.
This is your piece of advice from me that I've given to Chelsea.
Okay.
She'll tell me about this guy. And, I mean, you just got to give it to her straight, whether she wants to hear it or not. What is good for the whole is not always good for the soul. You need to remember that.
That's very good advice.
I mean.
Thank you.
Brain droppings again. I mean, she's.
I'm going to stitch that on a pillow and send it to your house, Ryan Castle. So,
you know, I lived in the South for a while, and I hate to say this because it makes me sound like a jerk. You could explain to me the theory of relativity with that accent. I'd think you were a dummy.
What's good for the whole is not always good for the soul. You need to remember that.
Yeah. Apparently, it's all on right. The Jake Paul podcast network. He's going to be a guest on there too. So it's just a bunch of unlikable people, I guess, doing podcasts.
She's going to talk to a lot of people.
I don't know if I'm going to listen to every episode, but if she's got the right guest, I might listen to it.
Totally.
Everybody gets their 15 minutes.
She's up to like 19 at this
she
point.
She really is.
Yeah.
There's a fan that was at the Rays versus Twins game on Labor Day, knocked unconscious by a 112-mile-per-hour home run ball hit by Trevor Larnach. Despite attempts to catch this ball barehanded, he was struck in the head and then briefly lost consciousness.
That's not his hand.
No, that's his dome. And he wasn't seriously injured, thank goodness, and later was able to meet Larnach, and he got the ball signed.
And then the Mariners just signed him. This guy can help the team out a little bit.
They gave him a bat, and just, you know, they just want to remind everyone, you got to pay attention if you're going to go to a Major League Baseball game. Maybe not so much a Mariners game, because the bats aren't really alive. But just be careful if you're at the ballpark.
Is that a souvenir you want, the thing that almost killed you?
As long as you're still alive, hell yeah.
I guess.
Also, barehanding a 112-mile-an-hour ball, like, what did you think was going
to
happen?
Hey, I want to give a quick shout-out to Nick Olchek, who's a part of the Seattle Kraken broadcast team. His dad, Eddie Olchek, is one of the announcers. So was he. He was doing a lot of he was a great analyst for the Seattle Kraken, but he's leaving us. Put up a big Instagram post and social media post saying, thank you, everybody, and all that good stuff. He had a great time here, but he's moving on to some new ventures. Rumor has it that he might be doing stuff with the Utah Hockey Club, and hopefully that means that he's working his way up the ladder, because he is so damn talented. And he was always great on our show. So shout out to Nick. I'm sure he's going to do great at whatever he ends up doing. As far as weather, 77 degrees. It's going to be sunny later today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.